I closed the trunk and stepped around to Deborah's window. She rolled it down. "Farewell, sis," I said. "Tell Mother I died game." "Oh, for Christ's sake, Dexter," she said, and I crossed the street, leaving her muttering a few syllables of worried profanity. In truth, I was hoping that it was going to be as simple as Deborah wanted to believe that it would be. Getting in would certainly be easy enough for someone of my modest abilities. I had broken into many places in the pursuit of my innocent hobby that seemed a great deal more formidable than this one, and most of those were inhabited by real monsters, not these playtime Halloween freaks with their opera capes and fake teeth. In the light of the morning sun that now poured onto South Beach, it seemed very hard to take their adolescent party games at all seriously. It was also surprisingly hard to bring the dark passenger online. I really needed the soft voice of guidance, the invisible cloak of interior darkness that only the passenger could provide. But in spite of the brief flutter of alarm in the club, apparently the snit was not over. I paused on the far side of the street and closed my eyes, placing my hand on a telephone pole and thinking, "Hello? Anybody home?" Somebody was home, but they still didn't feel like visiting. I felt a slow and silken rustle of wings, as if it were merely recrossing its legs and waiting for something good to happen. "Come on," I thought. Still nothing. I opened my eyes. A truck went by on Ocean Drive, its radio playing salsa music much too loud. But it was the only music I heard. Apparently, I was going to have to do this alone. "All right, then. When the going gets tough and so on," I put my hands in my pockets and started to amble around the building as if I didn't really have any place to go and was just gawking. "Gee whiz, look at the palm trees. Nothing like that back in Iowa. Golly." I strolled around the building one time, looking it over without really seeming to do anything but walk and gawk. As far as I could tell, nobody cared enough to be impressed by my wonderful innocent act, but it never hurts to be thorough, so I played tourist for 5 minutes. The building took up the entire block, and I walked along past all four sides. The vulnerable spot was obvious. In a short and narrow alleyway on the far side of the club's door, there was a dumpster. It stood beside a doorway that obviously led into the club's kitchen. The door was protected from view unless someone stood right in the mouth of the alley. I pulled my right hand out of my pocket and accidentally scattered half a handful of coins onto the sidewalk, and stooping to pick them up, I looked around me in all directions. Unless there was somebody on a rooftop with binoculars, I was not being watched. I left 37 cents on the sidewalk and slid quickly into the alley. It was much darker in the narrow alley, but that did not encourage the passenger to start a conversation, and I hurried to the dumpster all alone. I reached the back door quickly and examined it. It had two deadbolt locks on it, which was discouraging. I could have opened them both easily enough, given a little time and my own set of very special tools, but I had neither, and the tire iron would just not do. The door was out of the question. I would have to get inside by some other less genteel entryway. I looked up at the building. Directly above the doorway was a row of windows, one every 5 or 6 feet, that went along the side of the building to the street. The second one to my left was in easy reach from the top of the dumpster, and an agile person could pull himself up and through the window without too much trouble. No problem. Dexter is deft, and assuming I could slide open the window, it would be simple. The dumpster had two lids, side by side, and one of them was open. I put both hands on the closed side, and something bolted up and out of the opening with a horrible screech and flew past my ear, and I was absolutely paralyzed by sheer terror before I recognized it as a cat. It was tattered and filthy and beat up, but it landed a few feet away and arched its back and spit at me in the full Halloween pose. I just looked back, and for a second I thought the music had started up again in the club, until I realized the thumping was only my heartbeat. The cat turned and stalked away out of the alley. I leaned on the dumpster and took a deep breath, and the passenger stirred itself just enough to give me a serves-you-right chuckle.